My name's Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, on our credit card yesterday, there was an amount charged that we don't know anything about. Your number is what it's from. So we were wondering what it was. What it was, $7.95 for Steve or Christy Schlumbaum.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Okay, can I have the can I have the zip code, please?
43318.
Can I have your first and last name?
It would have been Steve Schlumbaum. Or possibly Christy, me, but Christy Schlumbaum.
Okay, ma'am. Did y'all just did this?
Yesterday.
Okay. Well, it didn't go through. It was for $7.95 for, and it's showing KitchenAid. It could have been a sweepstakes entry to win a, probably a mixer.
Oh, yes. He said that something came from Walmart.
It could have been. Yes, ma'am. It could have been an ad saying that he won something.
But part then of, he didn't.
And
it said declined.
It.
After he did that, it said declined. So like,
okay, they probably asked for his credit card information or something.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what it was. Yeah, come. Ad came through. You said if it came through Walmart, most likely said that he won the mixer.
But then he doesn't get it. So it's bogus.
Yes, ma'am, because it declined. He didn't. Yeah, it's a sweepstakes entry. He hadn't won anything. He just entered in a sweepstakes to win it.
Okay. I see what you mean. So it was legit, but it's kind of dumb anyway. Okay. Okay, well, we didn't know whether to shut off our credit card to, you know, just block it.
Yes, ma'am, because they're going to end up charging you maybe in 3 days. They're going to bill you again for, since you didn't win it, they're going to bill you again to give you another chance of winning it.
And oh, automatically bill us, you mean?
Yes, ma'am, as long, if you don't cancel, they will.
So that means we have to get a new credit card, in other words.
But no,
how do we cancel
it? No, ma'am, since it didn't go through,
oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't have an account.
Okay, well.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the credit card company says, though, that, you know, they do have our number now, so they can keep charging. See? Because the next time.
But like
yeah.
I said, they didn't, it didn't go through, so I don't know that your credit card had blocked it. Is this what happened with
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They blocked this one, but they said, you know, if somebody has our credit card number, they can just keep charging things. So we'll likely have to get a different credit card.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just a minute here, Steve. It's.
Yeah, everybody's doing well. And you know what? I'm glad you called, and we'll hook up again here. I got another call in my ear here. Christy's looking at me. So anyway, hey, we'll stay in touch, Mike. Alrighty?
All right.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. She said it was that Walmart thing. It was $7.95, and they will keep billing it. because it's entering into a sweepstakes, is what it is.
Okay, then. See, they never told me that, and I wanted to get out of that. But so can we, what can we do with this thing to not have to, it is a legit thing, supposedly, then, from Walmart, is what we're saying, right?
Only thing I can say, sir, is just read the terms and conditions. They probably told you all on the ad that you won something, but on my end, it's showing that it's a sweepstakes entry. And I know for a fact in 3 to 4 days, they're going to bill you probably $63 for another chance to try to win the mixer because you didn't win the first time, and they're going to be an ongoing, a reoccurring charge.
Okay. So if they're going to bill me again, is there a way that I can talk to them and get out of this and we'll just leave our card alone? How about that as far as?
Well, it has declined, so you really don't have an account with us because it got this X thing up here. That means it didn't the payment didn't go through.
Now say that again.
yes, sir, the payment didn't go through, so.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, just help me out here to figure out how we can see if I tell you it's okay, it goes through. Then what can I do with them to stop anything more? And we'll just leave it. Well, let's say I've messed up and I've lost $7.95, but I can tell them I don't want to participate anymore.
You might, I'm going to be honest, you might want to change your credit card. You might want to get a new credit card because it might, even though it didn't go through today, they might try to run it again unexpectedly.
Hmm. Well, but I should be able to call, that is Walmart themselves, correct?
It's the ad. It was on, I think the ad was on Walmart. I'm not sure. Because sometimes
it was through Walmart.
Okay.
Can I talk to those folks and say, I don't want to participate, and then they drop it, and we go on?
Yes, you should.
Yeah. Hmm. And then the push comes to shove, I guess, if it comes again, I would have to decline it and I'd have to change my card.
Yes, sir. Now, if they charge again, if they do run that charge again for $7.95, just be sure to call us back because we are customer support. Because I can't really do nothing about it now because it didn't go through, it's declined. But let's say tomorrow or maybe Monday, if they try to run that charge for $7.95, you can call us back, and I can definitely cancel that and stop any other further charges.
Hit me with that again. It's declined now.
Yes, it's declined now, but ain't no, like I said, they might try to run it again.
Yeah.
Most likely might try to run it again, but might be tomorrow, and it might be Monday. If they run it and it go through, then I can cancel it. But see, I can't really cancel it because you really don't have an account with us because it's declined. You I don't know if you kind of understand what I'm saying.
I don't. How you declined it for me, correct?
No, I didn't decline it from you. I guess your credit card declined it. I just pulled it up with the shipping and handed it in your name that your wife gave me, and I pulled it up. It got this X here, so.
Well, who are you working for?
We customer support. We are a third-party call center.
For?
We have many different, we house for many different products.
You're not the credit card people then?
No, we're not the credit card people.
Oh, I'm sorry. She just handed me the phone. I didn't know.
So you're on this
that I called here, the 833-201-8694?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so you are a support company for this Walmart deal then?
Yes.
Or other deals?
Yes, sir. Third-party call center. Yes, customer support.
Third-party. Okay. So you're out there on the side taking the call that... Okay, got it.
Got it, yes.
Yeah. All right. So, so here. Well, is there any way... Yeah, you can route me through to these folks, and I'll call them and say, stop, I don't want to do it anymore. That's what we need to do.
like I said, we are the people. We are Customs Force. We can definitely stop all this. But the thing is, I can't do that on an account that's been declined. That's what I'm trying to say. If they would have charged it, then yes, I can counsel. But since it's been declined,
okay,
I can't.
So if I go ahead and call the credit card back and say we accept it,
then I can counsel. Yes.
Then you can cancel it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then maybe that's the route we need to go.
Yes.
We need to, we'll call our credit card and say let it go through, and then we call you back.
Yes, call us back because we are open 24 hours. We never close. You can call us back anytime.
And I call you back and say I want to cancel this. What do I cancel? Cancel the
KitchenAid sweepstakes.
Cancel my name out of this sweepstakes, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and that's the plan. Well, that's
yes.
What I needed, a way to get. I'll forfeit the $7.95 to not go through this thing about the canceling the credit card, I guess is what I'm saying. So it just creates a major hassle. So, Okay, we'll do it that way. What was your name, ma'am?
My name, Cassandra.
Cassandra, well, I appreciate you helping out here, and I don't suppose you'll be the one to answer when I call back, but if you are, why, that'd be great. So if I just call back, and whoever answers, just tell them I want to cancel. How do I?
You wanted to cancel. You want to cancel and stop all further charges. Yes.
I know, but what do I, when they say, what do you want to cancel, what do I tell them?
You just give them they're going to look it up. Just give them your zip code and your name. Zip code and name, and then it's going to pop up.
Okay, zip code and name, and it'll pop up, and then I say I want to cancel all that.
Yes, sir, and verify, I'm sorry, and make sure you verify your address. Zip code, name, and verify the address, and everything going to pop up, and you don't have to tell them nothing. They're going to see it pop up, and you just tell them that you want to cancel that.
Okay.
$7.90, just make sure you said it's $7.95.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Cassandra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.